proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. I find it very fascinating to hear of archaeological discoveries that seem to turn up frequently in Israel. The famed Israeli archaeologist Yigael Yadin once said, "Some of what I am about to relate may sound like a detective story, but the truth is that our great guide was the Bible. And as an archaeologist, I cannot imagine a greater thrill than working with the Bible in one hand and the spade in the other." Indeed, the find I am about to discuss with you today helps us understand the background of the biblical accounts we are familiar with in Scripture. Recently, a mask of the Greek god Pan was discovered in the Galilee area. Now, if you've ever been to Israel, I'm sure you've heard about the Greek god Pan, who was worshipped at Caesarea Philippi, which was in the northern part of Israel. Now, Pan was the goat-footed god of victory in battle, desolate places, music, and goat herds. This is where we get the words like pandemonium or panic, because he was the creator of panic in the enemy. Here at Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked his disciples, "Whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." This indeed was a bold statement, especially in the midst of this pagan society. Unfortunately, the cult of Pan was not isolated just to this area during the time of Jesus. The discovery of the mask of the Greek god Pan actually turned up in Hippa Sesita, which is near Kibbutz En Gev, located on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee. Now imagine yourself there for a moment on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. En Gev is right at the base of the Golan Heights, so look up the steep hills toward the east. The area we are near is where we read of the story of Jesus who, when he cast out the devils out of the maniac of Gadara. This area was truly a dark place spiritually. Hippa Sesita was a northernmost city of the area known as Decapolis, or the group of 10 cities, during the Roman period. This was predominantly a Gentile area, as evidenced by the findings here. Hippa Sesita was well planned, as evidenced by even a casual tour of the site. At this site was found public baths, temples, a theater, as well as a forum. To further illustrate the pagan culture here, a variety of art included colorful geometric floor mosaics, a stucco sculpture of Hercules, and a fresco of the goddess Tyche. Along with these findings now is a bronze mask of Pan, which is slightly larger than a human face, featuring the god's characteristic horns, goat beard, and long pointed ears. This is somewhat of a rare find, as most of the masks that have been found of pagan deities are usually miniature in nature. The archaeological finding of the mask of the Greek god Pan sheds more light on the beliefs and culture of the people of this area where Jesus ministered. In the book of Matthew in the Gospels, chapter 4, we read of the reason why Jesus left the city of Nazareth and came to Capernaum by the northern shores of the Sea of Galilee. It was to fulfill the words of Scripture. The prophet Isaiah foretold of this event centuries earlier, saying in chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Now in the days of Jesus, the contrast between the eastern and western sides of the Sea of Galilee were very distinct. It was definitely an east versus west contrast. Now the Greek god Pan held no light for the people in Hippa Sesita. Only Jesus could give true light and the hope of salvation to this area. Our challenge for us today as believers in Jesus is our responsibility is to shine God's light even in the darkest corners of the world. And with this thought in mind, we pray that we will be ever faithful to His call upon our lives. I trust that this program has been a blessing to you, and I invite you to join us next time as we talk more about what is going on in Israel with some of the findings that are there and how the Bible comes to life. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.